Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know we're recording.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. We're always recording.
Relax.
Relax.
Get it.
I can see your nipple through your hoodie. That's how sharp it looks.
I thought you just looked like somewhere.
Your nipple is through the hoodie. It's not through it. It's just like, it looks...
Why do you keep picking your nose?
I don't think it's...
No, just guys, seriously.
Jake's blown up it.
So, Jamie has had, for the last month, something funky in his nose. He keeps going, my nose is distorted. I'm like, why? What have you been sniffing at there? I'm joking.
Sniffing? What have I been sniffing?
Hey, yeah, because like a bug or whatever.
No, my nose, for some reason, it gets... Like, something's happened where it's really not well. I've been ill for the past few days.
Sorry.
You grow up.
I was in hospital.
Oh, my God.
I was puking and...
Jesus
everything.
Christ.
Also, do you remember when I was on the phone to my dad and I sniffed a fly on my nose literally the other day? I was literally on the phone to him. I was like, he was like talking about, you know, New Year's Day. He was like, I'm just so proud of you. I was like, I sniffed a fly.
No, you didn't. You were sitting there across from me and a fly went
right up there.
I was fluttering
about.
I was watching you as well.
Because we were in a bit of a disagreement as well.
Why were we in a disagreement?
Can't remember. So I was hungover and I blamed you. I was like, you forced me to drink this much yesterday.
Yeah, you've done that a few times to me. So to hello, by the way, lovely listeners.
Hey.
You don't need to say hello.
Why not?
Because
we're a team now.
I'm the leader, honey. So. I'm the leader here.
Right.
Who do you think wears the trousers in this
place? You, 100% you.
Damn straight, girl. Anyway.
No. Do you want a bit of this for a second?
No, I don't. Do you know why?
Because it's alcohol-free, motherfucker.
I don't need alcohol-free to have fun, unlike you.
Alcohol-free?
Yeah.
What, so it's like having a dark cake?
Don't need it. I don't need water.
Yeah, that explains the chaplet.
It doesn't explain the chaplet.
I understand.
Okay, anyway. What the hell were we talking about?
A fly getting up.
Okay, no, not a fly getting up. What happens is...
Me getting up.
Sophie has this thing where... We're now doing dry January, by the way. Whoop, whoop. I know, we're super fun. And... Sophie has this thing where she would drink and she would get very hungover the next day and she would wake up and blame me.
It's not a thing. That's just getting drunk and having a hangover. Like, well, people get it.
I tell you what, you stop doing.
What?
Sophie would get drunk and start arguments with me. That's what you do.
No. It was.
And then since getting engaged, that hasn't happened.
Oh, stop.
It hasn't happened.
No, that was only because I would be hungry. Like, you would feed me alcohol. Like, you know when
feed you alcohol?
Okay, yeah.
Like, what do you mean, feed you?
He'd like have a hip flask going down.
Hopefully that you pass out and fall asleep, so I'm going to have some fun party time with that for you. That's what it was.
Actually was. That's what you did to me on the flight.
It's not what I did to you on the flight.
First time we ever kissed, he nailed me with red wine. And by the way, backstory, just before that night, I'd said to him, I can't drink red wine because it literally sends me sideways. What drink did he order? on a fly, also, on a plane, also, every alcohol there.
Also, don't say it sends you sideways because it sends you psycho. That's why it sends you absolutely bananas. Yeah, but it sends you bananas.
It sends me bananas. Not when we first met. Now it just makes...
When we first met, it happened.
No, stop.
Yeah,
I just got hammered. Now I like literally am either a raging bitch or I cry. It's like no, there's no middle ground.
So anyway, but since we have got engaged, your temper's calmed down.
Oh my God, I'm not on aggressive.
Yeah, you are. You were aggressive.
Stop.
Oh, don't look at me. Oh God. Thank God there are people in the room because I'm terrified.
I'm tackling your neck.
Oh God, don't touch me.
Oh God, I'm not aggressive. But yeah, sometimes alcohol doesn't bode that well with me.
I don't think alcohol bodes with a lot of people a lot of the time.
Certainly doesn't bode that well with you.
It does. It's all right with me. I'm a happy drunk.
Yeah, you are a happy drunk. But like, I think you're like on most people's level of drunk all the time. So when you have alcohol, it's like, oh God, this is a child running circles around you.
Hey, the exciting thing between you and I.
What?
We're engaged, honey.
I'm sorry, but I just have to tell you that.
What? Just,
I know, but it's just about the ring.
Okay, okay, go about the ring.
How funny about my sister being like, so why are you covering up? You're not Princess, like...
Sparkle.
You're not Princess Kate. Katie thought it was... Because she thought I was going to get robbed. Like, I'm Kim Kardashian.
So our producer Katie thought it was because you were going to get robbed. No, you just were like...
I was like, oof, God, I'm literally Kimmy.
No, but hang on. You didn't show the ring because you were a bit like, oh, everyone just gets engaged and shows the ring.
No, I wasn't trying to do like...
And no, you didn't want to do it. You just did thought it was a bit tacky, showing the ring in front of everyone. That's no, what you...
Yeah.
You just, it's just a bit... Why? I agree
but,
with you.
But no, I don't. To everyone who does show their ring, I think it's a really sweet thing. But I think...
You wanted to hold back on it. You didn't want to show it to everyone. You thought it's something precious, something yours.
Yeah. Just keep it a little bit personal for just a little bit.
Yeah, not that we've done a reality show or anything like that. We're really good at like... We don't need a podcast talking about stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your... Because we've heard it from everyone else. We haven't done this yet. This is our first time doing something together where we actually talk about it between each other.
What about our engagement?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So did you manifest getting engaged to me?
Yeah.
You did. You thought... You looked at me every night and you went, I one day... Because honestly, my DMs that I get on Instagram are, Jamie, she is punching. So that's what I get. Jesus, some even go, pow, she's done. Well, that's what they say. It didn't do that. But okay, so we haven't spoken this between each other. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a good one to do today.
Okay.
When you walked into the room.
Yeah.
And we were, and I was about to propose to you, which by the way, is such a weird thing to do. And I know it seems like we're really drawing this out, but it's a really special moment and it hasn't quite been a month yet, so we can draw it out. What did you think straight away?
I honestly, it was like the most surreal feeling in the world. I honestly felt like I was in a dream. I felt overwhelming with the feeling. I can't tell you what the feeling was.
Of dread?
I was crying a lot, so I mean, no, I'm joking. It was like tears of happiness, but it was like a really overwhelming feeling.
Yeah.
It felt very, very surreal.
Was there a moment where you thought, oh God, he's not actually going to do this? Is there a moment where you actually thought that?
No, I felt so emotional, but when we did get engaged, then I was like, so...
Like you said. Was there a part of you that suddenly thought, oh my God, is this actually happening? This is.
Yeah, I was like.
Because you know you're quite young.
I know, don't say that.
I don't know why I just said that and put doubt in your mind. I don't know why I did that.
Am I too young?
No, don't say that. Annie, you're not too young at all.
Wait, how old am I?
You're 27.
To be fair, I'm literally just 27. I am quite young.
No, that's a perfect age. Honestly,
you're just knocking on.
No, I'm not knocking. I'm 33. That's fine.
God, you're 33.
No.
You're 32, aren't you?
No, I'm 33.
Oh my God, you're 6 years older than me.
Yes, you knew that. Firstly, you've got to know these things before we get married.
I know, okay, but sometimes you just like, you just don't know. Oh,
no.
Hair dye like deceives us all.
It's not, no. What do you mean? Do you think I'm going to be grey or something?
No, ginger, right? No.
Okay. Listen, also, whatever you're getting into this right now, you're marrying me and I'm marrying you. And so whatever faults we have, we're then in this together.
I'm
good.
Fully aware of your faults, and I think you're fully aware of mine.
What are my faults then? Go on, give me my faults. Don't. You dare. What are my faults? Don't. You dare if it's something weird, because I'll say yours.
Your breath.
My breath. Your vagina smells.
We're not being that weird.
Okay,
gruesome couple.
Well, then don't say my breath. Then don't say my breath. Then I'll say your vagina's breath.
Oh, no, you're just a breathy person. Like, I don't breathe on anyone. Like, you get in too close to people. Like, you have no social awareness. Like, you will literally breathe all over Katie's face. Like, you just don't know how people have, like, didn't you learn it at drama school? You did drama.
Yeah, I don't breathe. I'm not like a dragon.
Bella came to our house and you breathed literally so, and I saw her eyes closing. She was like, how do I? And you hold their head so they can't escape.
No, I don't. You're lying.
I'm not.
You're not. Sophie has this thing. I don't know what's happened. Well, I can say what you do now since we've got engaged.
Don't.
Okay, well, I'm going to. So, hey, what do you do?
No, don't do that. I've been really unwell, so don't do that.
Oh, that one. I won't get that.
Oh, no. What are you
I was going to say that one. Sophie's all of your bathroom etiquette has gone out the window.
No, it hasn't. I was really ill.
And then all you do is you leave the door and you shout, I'm unwell.
No, don't leave the door open. Are you okay? No, we've spoken about this. We literally just spoke about this on my podcast because you have an obsession with talking about bowels.
I don't have an obsession with talking about bowels.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, listen. Big question on our lips at the moment. Wedding.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Where's it going to be? When's it going to happen? Is it going to happen?
Surely I can't tell everyone here before I've even told our guest.
No, but we're planning it, right?
Yeah, sister. I'm planning it.
I'm planning it with
you. It's so fun, but it's all encompassing. Like, it's the only thing that pops into my mind.
Yeah, but I find it, do you know what I find? I find it weirdly sexy.
Oh.
Yeah, because you're quite good at things. Like,
no,
you're quite
terribly unorganized.
No, you're not unorganized badly, but you're not really organized. You kind of float in the middle somewhere. But actually, what are you looking at as well?
I don't know. There's no really wind. Uncomfortable that you said sexy on the podcast. I was like, oh God, where does he live?
Honestly, when we get married and I look at you and I'm going to say to you, I'm going to go, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. You're not going to be able to look me in the eye. You're going to have to look around. When I give a speech about you, you're not going to be able to handle it.
No, maybe about me. You're too funny. Don't say it like that. I'm just really bad with, like, emotions, by the way, everyone. Yeah, and compliments. Woof.
You don't like any of this. Look, you look really hot today.
Well, I know that's a lie. Literally, my eyebrows are down to my chin. That's so over. I need threading.
When I came in, it looked like someone poured a bucket of water on you.
What, so I'm so oily?
No, you're not. Is that what it is? Are you oily?
What do you mean? I am. I had a massage.
Oh, you had a massage in the middle of the day? What do you mean you had a massage? So hang on a second. Let's go back really a bit. The wedding is all encompassing. But I had time to have a massage today and do a couple of podcasts.
Yeah, it was...
So where does the wedding come into?
It's in my mind.
Oh, it ticks over, baby, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, better clear those shelves out. Shelves?
What?
I don't know, like a library in your head. Okay, listen, so it's all encompassing. Do you want an abroad wedding? Do you know?
Yes, 100% abroad. Okay. I said earlier, my sister's just got engaged, so actually...
By the way, we need to mention that because that was pretty weird.
All right.
It was weird.
It was.
I haven't said this to you lovely listeners. And by the way, I know this is a bit of a different episode. We haven't explained. Alex Mitten's not here today. We've probably got to say that first because we're 15 minutes in and we've just been nattering to each other. That is why this podcast is so relaxed. But he's not here. He's in Costa Rica. So you're just taking the reins at the moment.
Yeah.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's me.
That's you, just taking the reins and everything.
Yeah, that's me. No.
Sorry, I was the horse and you were the reins. What? Just make reins noise. I'm sorry.
That was good. What did you do?
That's unbelievable. <All right. laughs> Try and make a horse noise, right? I'll do it, right? This is a horse noise.
So do a trumpet.
No, just a horse first.
Okay.
Oh my God, that was unbelievable.
That was bloody good.
Okay, my one is.
Okay, we don't be part of it. It's like you're going, oh. It's like part of the quiz is, oh.
No, it's not. Bit. It's the horse is getting comfortable and getting on the ground.
No, that's like a fat old man going.
It sounds like Santa.
Yeah.
Okay. And my trumpet noise.
So you've lost it.
Okay. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, where were we? This is so Alex and he's in Costa Rica. Sophie, my fiance, is now here.
I'm not sure about the word fiance.
What do you want me to call you?
I don't know. Why? Maybe. I don't know. Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. So you're still my girlfriend?
No, but I just, fiance just gives me the greamer sometimes.
My God. You have to explain what greamer is because.
Oh, I don't know. My friend Chrissy told me it when I was like, told me this name. Greamer is like, the way she described it was like fat on ham, like something that's gross. Like, you know, oh, you
like
know,
in a pork pie.
You know, like a boy trying to get with you and they've got white around the side of their mouth and you're like, oh God, it's just greamer, like, ugh.
Is that what greamer is?
And the fat on ham, like the big white, I pick my fat on the ham off and Jamie just gobbles that up himself.
Yeah, I quite like it. It's tasty. Fat's quite yummy.
Well, oh God.
Okay, anyway, whole point is, where were we? Let's get some structure back in.
All right.
Like our lives. Wedding's all encompassing. You've had a massage today. You've done a couple of podcasts, but it's all encompassing in the mind. You haven't decided yet if you wanted a board. Am I going to have any input into this wedding at all?
Jamie said that he wanted to have golf neon.
Yeah, what a neon, great idea.
Neon golf balls on each table as sort of like...
No,
the thing to make it really unique would be his neon golfers and everyone gets a golf club and hits it into the sky.
Listen to yourself.
So bum out.
A hazard.
We're
not nearly onto a motorway. Why would it be a hazard?
I'm sorry. Hazard. Golf clubs. Woo! Sorry, Dad. Knocked your teeth out.
Why am I trying to hit your dad with a golf club?
Woo! Back in the child. You killed the flower girl.
My idea was to have golf balls on the table at each name that you would then take outside after the speeches at nighttime onto a hill, because hopefully there'd be some sort of, I don't know, hill.
Why would everyone want to do that?
And you hit the golf balls into the night and they glow in the dark.
Awful.
Why? That's a great idea.
Any neon at weddings.
It's not neon, it's glow in the dark.
Glow at the dark, no.
It's not a rave.
Light. Yeah, I know.
A lantern. Do you know how bad they are for the environment? Typical you.
Oh, plastic golf balls are epic. They are rude.
I'll make them biodegradable. How about that?
Sure, no, not happening.
Oh, you probably want to... If you could get a steam train there, you would.
Huh?
You hate the planet.
What? No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you wanted Dodgems, haven't you?
I wanted Dodgems, yeah.
Because I give them.
They're electric. They're not motor-powered. Dodgems are electric.
All right. Well, we're not having Dodgems and we're not having neon golf balls. Everyone has a golf club on the seat. Yeah, they get a golf club.
Not a golf club.
Well, of course. What? Oh, one by one. Then that's embarrassing when they can't hit the ball.
That's the point of it. It's fun, immersive wedding.
Like my mum hitting the wall. Oh, sorry, everyone. Don't forget the champagne. Hold that, everyone. We've got to go outside, get our little tea, put our golf ball on it and whack it into the night.
Okay. Sophie, is there one thing that we have agreed on the wedding?
That it's my decision.
What, to get married?
No, everything.
Or I think we can say one thing that we've agreed.
What?
It's going to be abroad.
Yes, it's going to be abroad.
It's not going to be in the UK. It's going to be abroad.
Yes. And there's going to be a day two. Jamie's obsessed with the pool party.
100%. 100%. Day two.
Hopefully day three. 3 days, but you definitely want...
I need it with day... Pool party. Pool party, 100%.
I'm with you.
Pool party, no wives, no girlfriends, just my friends.
And your golf balls.
And golf balls.
Sounds wicked.
And just loads of... strippers. I don't want that.
yucky.
Anyway, I just want to say, listen, also, we didn't mention, so the interesting thing about Sophie's family, Sophie's sister, Georgia, hello, Georgia, you wonderful person, and Tom, congratulations to them both.
Yeah.
When I asked Sophie's dad, Patrick, another legend, to marry his daughter, I phoned him up, FaceTimed him.
Another legend.
He is another legend.
No, me, another
legend. Oh, another legend to you. Okay, fine. All right, I like how you did that. I FaceTimed Sophie's dad and I said, Patrick, I would really love your blessings to ask your daughter to marry me. And he froze. He was in a restaurant drinking wine because that was the only time, because he lives in Spain, so I couldn't get out to him to see him to ask him in person. And he said, first thing was, is this a prank? That's what he said straight away. He said, oh, I'm a bit shocked with this. And little did we know, the reason why he did that is because your sister's fiance now, Tom, phoned him up 3 days before and asked the same question. Just by chance.
Quite annoying for Tom that you then did it first.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Bit lol.
No, I don't think it's annoying. Yeah. I don't think it was before or afterwards. But also, I suppose for him, if it was the other way around, I'd be a bit like, oh God, what? How has that happened?
Yeah, how has that happened? I bet he had no idea either.
He had no idea.
So my sister and I are both brides to be together. Our rings are very similar as well. Very similar.
Rings are similar.
Yeah.
Boys are both complete heroes.
Yep. Damn straight.
Damn straight. I think it's going to be interesting though for our wedding and things like that.
What, the fact that they're going to
go? No, not they're going to go, but I'm just saying, leading up to a wedding, it is interesting, right? We're not married yet. We've been going, our third year anniversary is coming up soon for dating. That's quite fun. But actually, we cancel that out because now our engagement date is the 17th of December. So that's our new anniversary. But it's kind of fun. And also, I thought that we should...
it's only 3 years.
Yeah, we've been dating 3 years.
That's nothing.
That's a long time. That's my longest relationship ever. And I've had a lot.
What the hell?
I've had a lot of relationships. I'm joking.
No, you have.
I haven't. I've had four or something.
We've gone out for way longer than that.
Well, I don't know. We've gone out for 3 years. 3 years. That's a long time, Sophie. What are you having second thoughts now on this podcast? You're like, God, it was 4 years.
I honestly thought we'd been going out for like over three.
No. No, 3 years.
All right, legend.
All right, hero. Anyway, my point is that a lot of stuff, we can't fit everything that's going to happen to the wedding on this bonus episode. So I thought potentially it could be fun if people enjoyed this episode of the bonus, that we could continue this theme and perhaps you and I can continue potentially doing a follow-up of our wedding.
All
and
right.
See what's going on and see what's happening.
Only if you guys like it.
Yeah, but only if the audience like it. I thought it'd be a fun idea, right?
I'm up for that. I can vent. I can also like have backup when like something goes wrong and I've asked you on the podcast and you've said yes or no. And then on the day you're like, what?
So I tell you what, to your listeners, this was a fun little bonus episode for you. But if you would like to hear more of Sophie and our wedding ventures, because there's a lot going on. We're buying a house together.
That's not wedding matches.
I know, but it's a lot's going on. It's life things are happening this year. Jesus, getting at me. Look at that. Can you hear it jumping down my throat? Like a little frog. That's what you are. frog in the throat. It's Habu. That's what I should call you from now on. Yeah.
He's lost it.
Anyway, let us know if you would like us to do this continuous episodes of Sophie and I. I know, Newlyweds, that was a TV show.
Oh, was it? I like this. We're not weds. Yeah.
Okay, well, wedding planners.
Wedding planners.
There you go. It could be something like that.
I like it.
All right, I like it too. Let us know. Send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com or slide into our DMs at privatepodcast. We'd love to hear from you about it. So before we sign off on our bonus episode, say we want the listeners to think that you actually like me and I like you. So I'm going to say something nice to you.
Okay.
You're great.
You're epic.
I love you.
Love you.
Love you. Where's the eye?
I love you.
There you go.
There you go. Bye, everyone.
No, don't need to go yet.
Oh, okay.
At the end of
it. Sorry. I'm a bit hungry now.
All right, let's go and eat. See you later, everyone. We'll see you next. Oh, we'll see you on Friday for a great episode with Phil Wang. You're not on that one, so.
Oh.
But Tom Lucy's our co-host, so get ready for it on Friday. Hope you enjoyed this little bonus episode and have an amazing day.
Have an amazing day.
Yeah, have an amazing day.
Bye, everyone.
See, I'm empathetic, you're not.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.